It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, my friend. Were you busy on the weekend? I was. Yep. Some friends and I came over here and painted. Yes, some older friends. Does it look like a different color in here to you? Well, sometimes people paint inside their houses, do different things. But I've been thinking about you. Sure, all the time that I was painting and thinking about different colors, I wondered what could I do with some construction paper that you might enjoy today. Well, this is what I thought of. See if you know what this is going to be. Pretend that this is a house. Yeah. And see if you know what I'm going to make down here. What's that in a house? It's closed. Now it's open. Now it's closed. It's a door, isn't it? Well, here's what I'm going to do with the door. I'm going to hide something behind the door, and when I open it, you'll see what it is. Ready to open the door? My finger. Yeah, let's try it once more. Where's Mr. Rogers' finger? Peek-a-boo. Let's try it with different color papers, all right? Put this paper behind. You won't see it until we open the door. There it is, that color paper. Let's try this color paper. Ready to look for that color paper? Okay. There it is. Put this color paper. Put that behind the door. Open the door and there it is. You could do something like that with a piece of paper. Sure. Just tear it up the one side and over there and fold it over. Lots of ideas in the world, aren't there? Why don't we pretend that this paper moves by itself? I mean, it can't really do it, but we can pretend that. Would you do that with me? Just for some fun, all right? But this paper is all moving by itself. Thank you. Like flowers. Some of them looked like arrows, and they just moved all around. Yeah, you can do that kind of thing with film and pretending. Yeah, but the paper just doesn't turn itself into something else, does it? Let's try something out in the porch just a minute. Take this one. No. See, it doesn't change just because I moved it around. But I bet there's something you could do with that music that we used for pretending. I bet you could make up a dance to that, couldn't you? Hi, Megan. Hi. Hi, Mrs. Sweeney. You want to play with that one I just made with the door? Would you like to? Okay, come on. We'll do that music in just a little bit. What do you want to do?
My bird.
Oh, you want to make a bird? Oh, great. Go like this with the bird. And make it fly like that. You seem to have some birds on your dress.
Yes, Mr. Rogers. You know, sometimes I like to pretend to be an owl in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, Cousin Mary. Yeah.
What do those look like to you?
Owls.
Owls. That's right. I'm on my way home to feed Megan some lunch. Christopher's in school. Come on, Megan. Would you come home with me?
Of course.
Sure. Would you come and see us tomorrow, Mr. Rogers?
I'd like to. Sure. Which one is this?
A mommy.
That's a mommy. And which one is this?
A mommy. Daddy.
And daddy? A mommy and a daddy?
Yeah.
You come tomorrow.
You can hold them together.
Come tomorrow.
All four of us will be home.
All right.
The mommy and the daddy and Christopher and Megan. You come see us.
We'll be glad to come tomorrow.
Okay. You can tell Christopher that. You can tell him things.
Thank you for stopping by.
We're glad we saw you, Mr. Rogers.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Megan. Those are some of my neighbors. Mrs. Sweeney, and that's Megan Sweeney. Megan has a bigger brother, Christopher. He's in school. And she has a daddy. You see how she was pretending with those bears that one was the mummy and one was the daddy? We do a lot of things by pretending. Oh, that music that we were talking about. Remember when the paper turned into all of those different shapes and all, we heard some music? Well, you could make up a dance with that music. You know, clap your hands or snap your fingers. Or shake your head, or move your feet around. Sure, there are all sorts of things that you could do. Would you try? Would you try while you listen to that music again? When the music makes you feel like going up and down, you do that. When it makes you feel like going to side by side, you do that too. Can you turn around as you dance? Great. You could even make paper dance. Pretend that this is the... Why don't we pretend that this is the day in the neighborhood of make-believe that Cousin Mary Owl meets King Friday the 13th? What would you think of that? Would you like to? All right, let's use our pretend telescope and pretend that. And let's pretend that we see Daniel Tiger's clock and Daniel waving to us. Now let's look for the platypus place. Dr. Bill could be playing the bagpipes and Elsie Jean taking care of Ornithorhynchus anatinus. Let's look for the, there it is, the museum go-round. And now let's look for the owls at the tree. X the owl and his cousin Mary. Henrietta Pussycat could be coming out and saying hello to them.
Meow, meow.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
What a beautiful pussy you are, you are.
Meow, meow, beautiful owl, meow, are, meow, are.
You know what I was thinking, Hen and Cousin X?
Meow.
I was thinking that I would really like to meet the king.
Meow, King Friday, meow.
Yes, I've never met a king, and I'd really like to meet him.
I keep telling you, Cousin Mary, you don't need a reason to meet King Friday.
Meow, 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 fine king, meow.
Oh, I can't just go over to his castle and say, I want to meet the king.
Why don't you fly around my tree twice and see if we can think of a reason.
Okay, okay? I'll try it.
Okay.
Is she? Meow.
Oh, she's over here.
Still thinking.
Still thinking.
Meow, 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 meow.
Here she comes. Well, have you thought of anything?
Not yet.
Oh. Why don't you try it twice more?
Well, X, I was never one for getting ideas in flight, but I'll try it just because you said so.
Good. Two more times. Oh, she's going that way.
Meow, 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 meow.
Once more. I hope she thinks of something, don't you?
Well, hi, friends.
Meow, meow, meow.
Does anyone here write fast? I mean, does anybody know shorthand or anything?
Meow, meow.
Maybe Cousin Mary does.
Oh, she does? Well, where is she?
She's just about to fly around. There she is.
Oh, you startled me. Oh.
I haven't thought of anything yet.
Oh, can you write fast?
Well, I can write short wing, if that's what you mean.
Well, is it like shorthand?
People write shorthand. Pretend birds write short wing.
Oh, well, King Friday needs you.
He needs me. Well, that's just who I wanted to meet.
Well,
Cousin Mary, do you need a wing book to ride in?
That's just what I need.
Okay, I'll get you one.
A wing book?
Meow, meow, meow.
Yes,
wing book.
A wing book.
Meow, meow, meow.
Well, you'll see. It's like a notebook, but...
Oh,
there it is.
It's
a wing book.
Oh.
See all the different
beautiful
pages, like
paper.
Wings?
And if you go like that, it looks like the wings are flying.
What, do you need anything else?
What about a feather pen?
Cousin X, you think of everything.
Okay, I'll get you one.
Meow, 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 meow. King Friday, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to meet
a
king.
Here's a feather pen.
Oh, you see, it's a special feather pen for my wing notebook.
Well, do you have everything now?
I think so.
Well, let's go, Cousin Mary, because the king wants to dictate immediately.
All right. I'm going to meet a king.
Right.
Meow, meow, meow.
This way. Miss Beleficate, Handyman Negri, Miss Beleficate. I've found somebody that can take the king's dictation. Well, not shorthand, but short wing. Right, can I make an appointment to see the king in 3 1/4 seconds? Very well, Miss Beleficate, thank you.
Hey.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And who is the fast writer you have brought?
King Friday, sire, I'd like you to meet Cousin Mary Owl.
Welcome, Cousin Mary Owl. I understand that you can write down quickly whatever I say.
You are a king, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am a king in the neighborhood of make-believe.
I've always dreamed about meeting a king.
Well, how nice. But do you write quickly?
Oh, yes, write quickly. Yes, I take short wing in this notebook. Would you like me to show you?
Yes, I would. Short wing, you should say. And what
That's what it looks like.
What does it mean?
Today I have met a king.
Very well. Now you must write down what I dictate.
All right. Yes, sire.
On purple paper.
Yes, sire.
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, yes, sire.
Write this down. Babies get too much attention. I am the king. And I decree that the babies in this neighborhood can have only 1 hour of attention each day. Read that back to me, cousin, please.
Babies get too much attention. I am the king, and I decree that the babies in this neighborhood can have only 1 hour of attention each day.
Very good. Your short wing is excellent. Now, handyman.
King Friday, sir, excuse me, but do you know what you've decreed?
Certainly I do.
But babies need more care than just 1 hour a day, sire.
So do kings.
But little babies can't take care of themselves at all.
But certain babies take much too much time.
Are you thinking of your own baby, King Friday?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Would you like me to come in and take care of him a little bit? While you and your queen had some time alone together.
You mean you can do that, too?
Oh, yes. My wings can do many things. Many things my wings can do.
Well, in that case, perhaps we could reconsider the decree. That means I'll think about it some more.
Yes, I agree.
Kindly bring Cousin Mary Owl to the kingly chambers within the castle. Yes, she will meet the queen and the prince.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, very well, sir. That's something. You take dictation from a king, you meet a queen, and you babysit a prince all in the same day.
Oh, Cousin Mary with her wings likes to do a lot of things. Let's go.
Hi, Charlie.
So Cousin Mary got to meet King Friday. What do you think the king will decide about his decree? What would you decide? Do you think that a baby needs more than 1 hour of attention each day? Well, you can think about that. Mm-hmm. Lots of things that you can do with paper. You know, I've often wondered how people make paper like this. Why don't we ask picture about that? All right? Come along with me. It's probably made in a factory. Hi, picture. Picture, please show us a film about people making construction paper. There's the factory. Let's just imagine that we're inside the factory watching people make construction paper. looks like cereal, doesn't it? But those people in that factory knew exactly what to do to make it into construction paper. See the man pour the red coloring in? Little by little, that colors all the material red. I guess they make one color all of a time. This day they're making red construction paper. They dry it out afterwards. Look at those big rolls of paper. Isn't it fun to look and learn about things like this? Just the right size. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. Can you read it? You're welcome. Imagine all of that to make paper like this for us to use. I often wonder about the different things that you make with paper like this. You know, I'm proud of the things that you do and the ways you find for expressing who you are. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be, discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. I hope that you are proud of you too. And I do. Because there's lots for you to be proud of. about yourself. I've liked being with you today. I often think about you at night when I go home and visit with my family. And I think about you as my special friend. And I often think, you know when we'll be together again? I bet you know, don't you? Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You've certainly made it a special day for me today by just your being here. Just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. I'm proud of you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.